Well, good morning. 10:13 a.m. on Wednesday, January the 1st, 2025. Happy New Year. Here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. It's cold. It's 20. There's no wind, so it feels like 20. There's no wind chill. Fog. A little bit of fog. Visibility's about, I'm going to say, half, three quarters of a mile. Probably longer. It's just, you can see the fog about. Well, I can see it. It's less than 50 feet in front of me. I can see the haze of it. And it's probably freezing, or would be freezing fog under other conditions, given that it is 20 degrees and mostly overcast. There's a very thin overcast. I can't tell really if it's the overcast or if it's just the fog. I can't really see much by way of cloud action or blue sky or any kind of differentiation above me, so it may just be a plethora of fog. Trying to get settled here so I can get my hands back in my pockets. Where are they going to stay? Just cold meat as opposed to ice cubes. So yeah, I missed yesterday. It was I was getting ready to go for the walk and realized that I couldn't because I had to take a kid to an appointment. And so that was sort of like, oh, well. And by the time I got home, I was like, no, I'm done for the day. I think that's going to be the case today, too. I had big hopes. I was going to start the day, start the year, start the month, the whole bit. Off to a great start, and no, it's New Year's Day. It's a day of contemplation. It's a holiday. I'm going to take it, but I am going to walk, obviously, since I am, as they say, walking. I started on a StoryGraph account. I'm not sure if it's going to be any more use to me than my bookworm was, the Library of the Unseen. The problem, of course, being that most of the books I read, nobody else reads. On a scale of 1 to 10, about 0.1 of people read the books I read. And so getting recommendations from StoryGraph is going to be pretty difficult, although I'm cautiously optimistic that as I get through the year and start putting in more titles and start having more books that I've read showing up in my history, that perhaps I'll see more of them. I'll see more. They don't even have a category for lit RPG. They don't have the categories broken down very deeply. So, you know, I have fantasy and space opera. And oddly, they have speculative fiction as its own. I'm not exactly sure what that is. She's cranking. I think that's my friend. I don't recognize her from the back. And she's bundled up like I am. Big, heavy, puffy coat. Hat pulled down. Scarf around her face. I should have brought a scarf. So yeah, there's not a lot of structure in StoryGraph yet. We'll see if I can keeping it updated with the books that I'm writing, with I'm reading. I should finish up Sword and Soil. Swords and Soil? Swords and Soil. Today or tomorrow, depending on how much reading I get in. Oh, that sun feels good. They're getting a little bit of solar gain through the cloud cover. Feel it on my jeans. I'm wearing too much on my upper body for it to get through, but I can feel it on my jeans. Dax Murray, I think, yeah. Anyway, interesting book. I don't know if I'm going to go to book two, but book one is certainly interesting enough. Lots of different species, lots of different permutations. Political fantasy, shopkeeper becomes queen. That's a spoiler, sorry. So yeah, we'll see how it works out. I'm enjoying it. Don't get me wrong, I am enjoying it. But I have such a lot of samples. I was looking through and I'm pulling out the books that I've already read. And there was a big pile of books sitting in my queue where the red flag, R-E-A-D, flag was up on them. And so I started pulling those out so I could see what kind of samples I have. I've got a lot of samples. Holy shit, I've got a lot of samples. It's a quiet morning. Not too surprising, given that it's New Year's Day. August 20th had a fair amount of traffic on it. It was a little bit noisy, but down here in the neighborhood, there's not a lot of traffic. My breath is following along in a cloud. That's good. That means there's moisture and it's heat. Which means I'm alive. Which is, it's one of the good parts. We like that. So, I don't know what the year is going to bring. I don't know how it's going to shake. Nobody does, really. I mean, I don't pretend to have any magical powers of prognostication. I know what I want to do. I know what I would like to accomplish. And most of it is going to require me to actually do something. As strange as that sounds. The realization that, okay, yeah. If you want things to change, you have to change you. And so, that's what I want to do. I want to change me a little bit. Not a lot, because, quite frankly, I like me. Oh, come on, Chin. I'm wearing my boots today, so my shins are talking to me a little bit. But it comes down to, if I want that book written, I have to write it. Go figure. Which means I have to set aside the time and do it. Ooh, I hear geese. That's blue sky up there. Can't tell where the geese are. I think they're someplace off to the west, but that could be just sound bouncing off the houses over that way. But geese are good. I like geese. Cramp. Just what you need. That's the sun is breaking out, the fog is burning off. There is blue sky up there. It was just the fog overhead. It's not all blue, there's a lot of high thin clouds out. On balance, though, it's a pretty nice morning. It is still morning, although it's going to be lunchtime by the time we get back. I'm not going to be breaking any land speed records this morning. Stand here for a minute and let my shin calm down. See if I can stretch it out a bit. That hurts. Oh, yeah. That's fun. Not. Oh, well. Onward. Morning. Did you get his workout this morning?
Yeah, he did. How's the book coming?
Good.
Good.
Well, I hope.
Yeah.
Coming up on it. You ready? Sit with me. Monk post. Always the guy with the black dog. He had his little thrower with him. I saw him out there when I was taking a picture. That dog was getting his workout, man. Just a tearing and a racing. I forgot he knew I was a rider. I hope so. It feels odd being cut off. Let me rephrase that. I feel like I'm cut off. I've been cut off since cancer started in 2022, really. Pulling in all of the edges, pulling in all of the outreach, pulling in everything. And even the last couple of years of being on Mastodon. And writing my haiku and putting together the view from here and I'm moving the phone around, so it's probably crackling. But between my immune system being subdued because of the treatments, and then COVID, and then really don't have any desire to get back into like Science Fiction Writers of America, where I thought perhaps there might be room for change, there might be room for some improvement for writers, and yet all of them, or most of them, are still very much entrenched in the status quo, not really open to or interested in the idea that change might be necessary and even beneficial, let alone just necessary. I mean, my cancer treatment was necessary in the effect it was beneficial, but it was certainly not pleasant. Oh no, that's classy. Van coming down the street, turned on his blinker light to turn left and then turned right. Interesting. I got thinking about it because one of my friends from the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, another organization that I thought we might be able to do some good with, because it had a really strong self-publishing contingent that began to do really interesting things with the organization and changing up the way the annual convention ran and when the pendulum began to swing too far, the old guard slapped it down. And in major ways, in big time ways. Closing the doors, circling the wagons. That was disappointing. So I've let all of that stuff go. I can't really travel anymore. There's just too much risk involved. At my age, with my immune system, with the current COVID and now bird flu, probably monkeypox behind that. Some ridiculous number, like 1 in 20 people is contagious with something. Going to the grocery store is like stepping into a petri dish. I have my mask, but there's only so much that can do. Eventually, something's going to get me. It may be that I'm overly sensitive to it, because that's what happened to my father. He was on a cruise, and he got some sort of lung infection. It was probably Legionnaires. In the end, it was pneumonia that killed him. But he never did shake that infection. Just as soon try to avoid that if I can. But the offshoot of that is that I feel a little isolated. I feel a little cut off. I don't really feel like I'm part of the world anymore. In large part because I am not. But how do I want that to change going forward? And I don't know that I do. I do want to get my writing practice together. That's one of the reasons I picked the word practice. It's like writing is a practice. You practice it every day. Well, you practice it as often as you can. Let's put it that way. I'm not too sure about this everyday thing. I mean, there is a certain power in the chain don't break the chain. There's a certain motivation factor from having written a haiku a day, every day for over 2 years. I can't imagine not starting the day by writing a haiku. I've been doing the prompts for it for, I don't know what, 6 months now, at least. I'm at the point now where I've got enough prompts that I'm just recycling ones from past years appropriate to the season, because I've used all of the 500 essentials, or at least the ones that I'm comfortable using. There are some that are just impossible. They don't mean the same thing in English as they do in Javanese, so the Japanese meaning is still good, but the translation is just... I forget which one it is, but I know there was one that's four syllables long by itself. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to burn a line for this essential, obscure reference to some fish's mating season in the spring, or whatever it was. I can't remember what it was now. But every once in a while, I think, you know, these are all right for northern hemisphere, but it's not winter in the south. Oh, I pushed back my hood. Now my ears are freezing off. And I'm sorry I did that. I'm going to try to put it back up again. I don't have much further to go, so. And with any luck, there's hot coffee waiting. So I keep thinking, I was like, maybe I should change it up 1 week and do summer in the middle of winter. Or maybe run a parallel southern hemisphere haiku prompt. Because otherwise it seems kind of... global north biased. The other side of that is that it is a Japanese art form that happens to be being translated into English, so we're using the Japanese season, even though the most of the reference works actually list both summer, both northern hemisphere and southern hemisphere dates, so that you know what your season is based on your date rather than the temperature. I don't know. Weird stuff I think about. I crossed that street without even looking over my shoulder. It's okay, he wasn't coming when I stepped out into it, so you have to wait for me. Because I'm almost back. I'm like coming around the last headland, pulling up to the back gate. Well, and dropping crap all over the ground. Okay, that hurt. However, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.